Weiter in Shas. We are in Bava Basar Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Picking up on Kuf Yud Amabez by the bottom of the page. Second to last line. Next part of the Mishnah. Ve'ishes Imo. Right, so it said, Ve'ishes Imo, Ve'ish. As ishto ubnei achayos nochlin velo manchilin, a man and his mother, and a man and his wife, and bnei achayos, which we explained a little bit, that's talking about the brothers of the mother. These are those that are nochlin. In other words, they inherit, but they don't give over. Meaning, I get from my wife, and I'll get from my mama, and I'll get from my wife, and from my mother's brothers, but I won't give to them. Now, says the Gemara, minani mili. This is a double whammy, minani mili. Says the Rashbam, del ish yorishes imo. Number one, how do you know that a son gets from his mother? And number two, velo abas es ima, the ben kodem labas. How do we know that the son goes before the daughter? Benichse ha'em, dechiksiv ben kodem labas, benichse ha'av, hu dechsiv ish ki yomusu ben ein lo vehavartem. When it talks about the fact that if a son gets from his father, and that's because the pasuk says over there, "Isha ki tamos," when she dies, "Binon the yaris la yaris amloshen virusha yarish the yaris la ben vegaminolan she yakt on the bus." You may have thought it's like a shtickle gender matz over there. The son gets from the father, and the daughter gets from the mother. How do you know that the son gets from the mother altogether, and then it goes before the daughter? Detanu Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa. Beep, turn the page. Go feed off. V'chol bas yereshes nachla mimatos b'nei Yisrael. This is talking about a girl who is yorish, who gets an inheritance. She gets from inheritance, land. And we don't want the land to go from one tribe to another tribe. Therefore, the Torah said that she's not allowed to marry outside of her tribe. Now, this is something, as we're going to see the Rashbam, that the Gemara says later on Daf Kufchaf, that only applied during the time of the original Dor, when they split it up. It doesn't apply anymore. And the Pasuk v'chol bas yereshes nachla matos b'nei Yisrael. Every daughter who inherits inheritance of the tribes of b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael le'echad mi'mishpachas matah avia tiya le'isha le'man yushu b'nei Yisrael ish tachas avasav. So they marry someone in that tribe so that the land stays in the same tribes. So the Pasuk seems to be speaking about this girl who's inheriting from two different tribes. The fact that he uses lashon v'chol bas Yisrael bas Yoreshes nachala mimatos b'nei Yisrael. Heich bas yoreshes tematos. How could it be that a daughter is going to be inheriting two from two different tribes? Elu ella zusha via mishevet echad v'im mishevet acher. Must be we're talking about a case where the father's from one shevet, the mother's from another. Umesu, and they both die. V'yirashtam, and then she goes ahead. Now the daughter inherits this the stuff from each of the different tribes. So here we see that the daughter is going to now inherit. Now the question is, how is her mother, who's from another shevet, able to marry her father, who's from, you know, obviously a different shevet, if we just said they're not allowed to do that? The answer is, the only time they weren't allowed to do that is that she was going to be the only one to inherit it. We're talking about a case over here, says the Rashbam, that where this mother had brothers at the time that she got married, but then what happened was that their brothers died, and then their father died, and then she was yorish from her father, and then it goes to another shevet, and now this daughter ends up getting to these things. V'ein li ella bas. Now, I only know over here that a daughter is going to take from her mother. Ben minayin, how do you know that a son goes and he's yorish from the mother? Says Rashbam, ben yorish, ben minayin, she yorish esimo. Tikil meimer, bahachi kapid ukra, ha ben yorish es av, ha bas yorish es eim. Maybe it means this particular, the pasuk is telling you, father gives to the son and the mother gives to the daughter, and only that. Amad kavachomer. And says we answer with the kavah chomer. Umabas, when it comes to a daughter, shehura kocha b'nechseh av, which her strength of is weakened by the property of the father. Says Rashbam, the ben kodem love of the son goes earlier. Yufa kocha b'nechseh aim, but she has stronger when it comes to the property of the mother. That what the Rashbam says the yoreshes aim that she inherits from her. Then ben shehufa kocha b'nechseh av, the father has a stronger position that he gains from the father. He's number one on the list. Ain't no din shuba kochem b'nechseim. So of course he's going to be stronger. But nechseim says Rashbam she yirish kamo abas. He should inherit just like it. Aval adayin lo lamandu she yakdum labas. We still don't know that he should go before the bas. V'hainu dekamu m'makom shebasa m'makom sheitzchalta halilmo d'hainu b'nechseav chazer v'lamin oh in malahol. And then we're going to see right now Okay, the Gemara's asked questions on this, but the point is that's where we know he's in the game. When we welcome Shabasa from the place that you're coming here to learn out the son's power to inherit from his father, you can learn out even more that Mala Holland Ben Kol Labas, just like over there by the case of the father, the son inherits from the father before the daughter. Afkan Ben Kol Labas. So to hear the son goes before the daughter even by the mother. Says the Gemara of Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosi, Amru, they argue, Mishab Rabbi Zechariah Ben Akatzov.
They're both equal when it comes to the properties of the mother. Says Rabban de Yersun Kechada. Yersun is the son of Yershin Yusha. They inherit like one. They split it up. All right, so it goes fitty fitty. My time out. Why is that the case?
It's enough for the learned out law to be treated the amount, the level of the law itself. And that is the fact that the son goes and inherits from the mother is learned for the fact that the daughter does, therefore it can't be stronger than the daughter herself.
V'tana kamalo darish dayo frag na gemara. You trying to say Tana Kama it doesn't darshan this dayo shtickle? For dayo doraiso. That's a doraiso get in. So he should also say that. Why does he say that the son goes before the daughter?
V'tanya, because we learned in a braisa, Din Kavachomer Ketzad.
How does it work, this thing called Kavachomer? It says Rashbam, Din Kavachomer, Baristos Kohanim Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Bishloshim Midos Hatorah is Rashbam, 13 Midos Hatorah is Darshan, Mikavachomer, Mikzer Shavim, Binyanav, etc. Vahadar Mefarishu Chada Chada, and explains each one of them. Mikavachomer Ketzad, Beeze Inyan, Anu Darshim, Dover Midover, like how exactly do we do this? And now we spell this out a little bit. This is when Hashem is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu because of Miriam speaking Lashon Hara, that she has to be outside of the camp now. She has to be quarantined outside of the camp for 7 days. And the pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe,
V'avia yorak yorak b'faneha haloti kalem shivas yamim kal v'chomer l'shchina arba'asar.
The discussion that Hashem has with Moshe Rabbeinu is that if her father would spit in her face, wouldn't she be embarrassed for 7 days? So Kal v'chomer, the Shekhinah should be 14 days, right? There's a busha that goes on by getting the smackdown from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So clearly, if that would be 7 days for a normal person, for Hashem, it would be at least double.
Moshe davened, healer, kel na refan na la.
But he said only after a week it's going to happen. Now, how do we, what ends up, what's the discussion?
Eladayo love him and I didn't leos kenidon.
Right? It's enough for the learned out, from the learned out law to be learned as the same as the law itself, right? Whatever you learn it out from. So we see this idea, this is a deraisa dika thing, right? So then the question is, why would the Tana Kama not agree with this?
If we're learning out Hashem from the father, so then they can't do more than the father would be. And if the father would be 7 days, then it should be 7 days. So sorry, she's got to be punished for 7 days.
And for the Gemara, Ba'alma Darish Dayo. Like, yes, generally speaking, that is correct. He does agree with the idea of Dayo, Tana Kama.
V'shaniyacha, but here he says it's different.
Remember, we're trying to answer over here, so why would the Tana Kama say that the son goes before the daughter? If it's learned out from the daughter, it should be at the same level as the daughter. He says here it's different. Why is it different? Damar Kala Pasuk says, mimatos. It says the daughter's inheritances in the plural, right? From the tribes, when she gets this Yerusha from the tribes, makish mata aim lamata av. We make a hekish of the father, the mother to the father. Ma mata av ben kodem la av, af mata aim kodem ben kodem la av. Beautiful. In a chinam, they will learn out the din of the son from the daughter, but we also learn out the daughter itself from, it uses a lashon over there, what she gains, and it compares it to the father, and just like the son goes before the daughter for the father, so it goes before the daughter for the mother as well.
Okay, so do we do equal, or do we do that the son goes before the daughter? And that, my friends, we see clearly in machlokas that we just did. Now we got a bunch of study times to see what the paskin. Rabbi Nitai, Savar Lemebed Uvda, Ki Rabbi Zechari, Rabbi Nekasav. He decided to do like Rabbi Nekasav in order to say that what, they should get equal. Amalei Shmuel, Kiman, who are you going with? Ki Zecharia, off face Zecharia. Zecharia is nothing.
Okay, that is pretty intense. Says the Rashbam, Kimo Ki, off face Kesef. Klomer Butlu Shaina Lakamosa. Look as I like him. Second story, Rabbi Tavla Avilufda Karabi Zakari bin Akatsev. Amalei Rabbi Nachman, my highs. What are you doing over here? Why are you giving them equal? The kid, the son and daughter. Amalei, he said,
Tamar of Chinen Abar Shlomi the Rav, Halacha Kabbis Chayyab Ben Akasav. Amale, Zil Ahadarbach, go and take that back. V'ilon, if you don't, Mafikna Lach Rav Chinen Abar Shlomi Me'unech. I'm going to remove Rav Chinen Abar Shlomi from your, literally from like Rishis Oni, from your strength. As the Rishbam says, I'll put you in Shamta. I'm gonna put you in Chayr. Mashamtalech below Yisai Lecha Rav Chinen Abar Shlomi. He's not going to help you. You back out. Next, Rav Huna Bar Chia, suffer the member of the Kribis Chayr Ben Akasi. What's the possible like that? I'm going to Rav Nachman. My eye. What is this? What are you doing? I'm Malay. He said back to him. Da Rav Huna. I'm a Rav. He says, what do you mean? Rav Huna said to him, Rav, halacha kribis chayyab ben akatsav. Amar lei. So he said to him, eshlach lei, I'm going to send to Rav Huna, and we're going to see if it's true. Ichsif, Rav Huna, Bar Chia, he was embarrassed. Says Rishbam, d'shem achazar bo Rav Huna, o lo hayasomech v'shmuaso. Maybe, you know, he was worried that maybe Rav Huna backed out what he said, or... maybe you made a mistake, you didn't quote him properly. Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman said, Rav Huna is giving the smackdown. I'm Hashtaki Nach Nafshid Rav Huna. Isrisis Likivli. If, let's say, our conversation would have happened after Rav Huna died, then you would have gone against me. You would have fought with me. Says Rishman, V'lo Yisi Chozabacha. V'lo Yisi Chozabacha. And you wouldn't have gone back on it, right? Because you wouldn't have been worried that maybe he's retracting on it. Okay. View command Savra, and what about Rav Nachman? Who does he go like? Kihad the Rav Shmuel Damer Tavayu, the Rav Ushmuel Damer Tavayu. Ain Alacha Kerb Zachary Ben Akasav. The Lechach is not like Zachary Ben Akasav. Okay, story time. Story time. Mistamech Vazar Rav Yanai Akaspa the Rav Simloi Shame. Rav Yanai was walking along the road. He was leaning on Rav Simloi. He's leaning on his shoulder. He was a guy who used to help him, right? He was old. Rishbam says, Rav Yanai was zaken hoya vehechloi nav keo. Certainly he was old. He was sick. He couldn't see well. V'asa v'yudin siyala payu v'yudasa came in his direction. Amar Lei, Rav Simloi says to Rav Yanai, right? Because Rav Simloi, remember, is the shamish. So Simloi says to Rav Yanai, "Bar inish to asa l'kivlei, the person who's coming in your direction towards us, who yoi v'gulse yoi, he's chashva person. It looks good." Rishbam says, "Klomer talishol t'mni chachamim. He's dressed really well. You know, I mean, na mamish kidemuchach l'kamei da amar din shiura kisak." I don't know if I read that right. But anyway, he's like a good-looking guy. He's very looks like a chashva person. He's wearing chashva clothing. So when he got close to him, right, Rav Huna said, not in the sea, I came close to Rav Yanai. Gosh, Rav Yanai felt a little. He felt, Rav Shvam says, Rav Yanai, Ligulse de Rav Yehuda Nesia. He felt his cloak. Amalei says to him, Dain Shiure Kisak. He says, this is made from very low quality. He says, Rav Shvam, Beged Av Vigaruah, it's thick. And low quality, v'shi'uro l'kabel tuma, dala tfachem al dala tfachem, kisak. In order to be kabel tuma, it just has to be dala by dala tfachem, like sackcloth. Like learning such as kelim, a sack, dala al dala, a beged, gimel al gimel. A beged is more chashev, tuma is even less. Mesech a Shabbos, or mesech a sukkah. So, boy minay, so if you didn't see it, he asked, if yana minayin leben, shekod lebas, but the same. So right away he asked him, how do we know that a son goes before the daughter by the nichsei ha'im, by the mother's property? Amalei said, dechsev matos, because it says matos two times. Makish mata ha'im, lamata ha'av. Mamata ha'av, ben kodem lebas, av mata ha'im, bas, kod, ben kodem lebas. Amalei, so Yudah says, oh really? Ima mata ha'av, so if that's really true, then let's play it out. Just like by the Mata'av, Bechor Note Pishnayim, the firstborn son takes a double portion. Af Mata'im Bechor Note Pishnayim. You want to say that by the self of the mother, he should also take a double portion once you're learning out from the father? Beep, turn that page. Kufyud Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Leila Shame. So quickly, Vianney says to Shamish, get me out of here. Good. Less dain savid lemelef. Let's go. Pull me away from here, because this guy doesn't really want to learn. Says Rashbam, what does that mean? Meshocho sivelech.
because he doesn't really want to learn. Elo lahakshos devarim. He just wants to ask questions. She'enam tzricha, you don't have to ask. Klomer, the davar kalhu l'tarets kalukama. It's very easy to answer. But the fact that he's asking is like, obviously there's no real discussion here. Classic fighting for the sake of fighting. Come on, what are you doing? Okay, so Lamaisa, very nice, but you're leaving us high and dry. Help us. What time am I? What's pshat that he doesn't get a double inheritance for the mother? Amar Abaye says, Amar Kalapach says, Bechol Asher Yimatze Lo. When the Pasuk is talking about giving a double whammy, double Yerusha to the oldest son, the Pasuk says in Devarim that Ki es Kol Ki es HaBechor Ben Asno Yakir Lo says Lo Pishnaim Bechol Asher Yimatze Lo. Given Pishnaim, that it was found to him, which means everything belongs to the father. Lo V'lo La. Him and not her. This means only to the papa and not to the mama. In fact, the Gemara ve'ema hani mili bachur shenas almana. Maybe this is talking only about the case where the firstborn marries an almana, a guy who a woman is a widow, right? She has kids. It's only that type of case that doesn't get the double portion. Because he's not her firstborn son. Of a bachur shenasa basula, but let's say is it married a basula, that so that his firstborn is also her firstborn. Hachanami the shakil. Maybe that case does take a double portion in her stuff. Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak. Get rid of that thought. Amar kwa rachis. Oh no. Then the pasuk says the beginning of his first strength, meaning that it comes from the father, oh no, velo oh no. All we care about is the firstborn of this particular guy. In fact, the Gemara, now hold on 1 second. Ahumi Bayle, we needed to teach you something else. Liba acher nefilim. Let's say this kid is born after there is a miscarriage, then what's going to be the din, right? That means if you have kids that were, even if they're born, but they ended up dying, this is considered like it wasn't a real birth. The lahavi b'chor nacha, then someone who comes after that, it's still considered a b'chor for nachala. Or the fact it says, oh no, misha libo dava alav, which means the strength, it means that the father's heart will be mourning if this particular kid starts to die. And from a lesson of like aninus, of mourning. Yatzaz, excluding this one, she'ain libo dava alav. His heart doesn't really grieve over this child. And since this pasuk used to teach it, it can't also teach it. The firstborn is determined according to the father, not by the mother. Says, well, no. Im kain, lema kra ki hu reaches own. My own no. Let us say own. Why own no? Shmam and Atarati, we learn that both things. One is Anina's thing, the other one is his strength, since it comes to the father and not for the mother. So says the Gemara, hold on 1 second. Vakati Emi, because they'll say, Hani Mili Almon Shenasa Basula. Maybe we're talking about over here, oh, Almon, which means a guy who was married and then he got married again, right, to a girl who's never been married. So this guy had kids from other marriages, but she didn't. And then it's coming to tell us that even though the first son born to the couple is her firstborn, this wouldn't give him a double inheritance. Of a bachur shenasa basula, but let's say the case of the bachur basula, hachinami the shakal and taka, he would take the double portion from the mother. Ela amar arva, he learned it from somewhere else. Amar kra, lo mishpat habachora, says to him is the mishpat habachora, the firstborn, mishpat habachora le'ish. Right, that is lo, not la. So slow is to a man, meaning for the father. It comes, you know, from the father of Lomish the Bechor Leisha and not from the mother. So straight up, it doesn't come from the mother's side. It only goes from the father's side. It's like the next part of the Mishnah. Va'ish, asish, though a man will inherit his wife. Binani mihili, says Rishbam. The ish nochel is ish of Lomanchil. Then he goes and he gets from her, but he doesn't give to her. The Tanara Banan, we learned in Ebraisa Shero. The pasuk says that v'im ein achim la'aviv. This is what we already saw this pasuk a few times. If there's no brother to the father, and it's not the she'ero akarvel, you give to the share that is closest to him. So what do we say from here? She'ero zu ishto. We paskin. This is talking about his wife. It's talking about his rebbetzin. Milameid Shabal Yoresh Shisti, so he gets from his wife. Yochalaf Yitirushan, you would have thought maybe she, you would say, like, okay, she's going to get from him. Tamad Lomer, Vyoresh Osa, and he inherits her. Who Yoresh Osa, ain't he Yoresh Osa? I've Hakroi, Lav Hachik Sivi. But the Pasuk doesn't say it like that, right? It says that She'ero is the one that's receiving, not the one who's giving over, right? Because if you look at, like, the Pasuk we read, it's pretty straightforward that. So l'sheiro, you're giving it over to them, not that it's giving it over to you. Amar Abaye Taritachi, explain like this. The first part of the pasuk is saying, you shall give his inheritance to the one close to him. She'ero v'yarish osad. The second part you read, his flesh, and he shall inherit her. Right, it's just she'ero v'yarish osad. She's going to inherit her, and these are two different dinim that are not connected to one another. Amarava, sakina harifa mafsika cry. We got a sharp knife that just cuts up the pasuk. These are two, like, random things going on over here. How could you say there's a pasuk to break up in two separate things? El amarava hakam. What's he mean to say? Unisatam is nachal shero lo, and you shall give the inheritance of his flesh to him. Right? Unisatam is nachal shero. Satam is nachalus. She'ero lo is a she'ero is a pasuk. So, yeah. Give me a second. You should give the inheritance of the flesh to him. Kasavar garin umosifin vidarshim. Rava expounds the pasuk because he says that you can add, you can subtract and add letters in a pasuk, and then you can darshin it. So, what are we deleting over here from the words nachalus solus she'ero? He says it's the lashon of lo, to him, she'er lo, to tell us that it goes to him, a.k.a. to the husband. The haitana. Where do we also know this idea that a man inherits his wife? Haitana ma'isi l'me'acha. This tana, he learns that from the following idea. The tana of the b'yorish osa. It says that he shall inherit her. Malami shabal yorish asishto. Div Rebbe Akiva. Zagis of Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Shmuel Omer. In a tzarech, you don't have to learn that from there, because Harihu Omer, it says, V'chol bas yoresh es nachalo mimatus ben Yisrael, lechad mimishpachas, any daughter who inherits a legacy of the tribes of the children of Israel, to someone from the family. Right, that pasuk, the Torah is answering the woman who inherited from the father's stuff to go and marry someone from a different tribe, even though we said it doesn't hold like that anymore. Right, in order to tell you that you can't give it over to two different tribes. Basavas baal habaal akasam adaber. The pasuk's talking over of, like, this conversion or giving over between, right, through the husband's inheriting of his wife, and therefore asks her to marry into another shevet in order to stop this from happening. What do we see from over here? That a husband inherits the wife. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a problem. The Omer, and furthermore, it says, Lo sisov nachal lebnei yisrael mimata lamata. The inheritance of one thing shouldn't go and be transferred over to another one, which is telling you that it's causing from the caused by a husband's inheriting his wife. The Omer, Lo sisov nachal mimata lamata acher. Right? It says that inheritance should not be transferred from one tribe to another, which again is saying from a husband, he's going to be getting it from the wife. V'omer, V'elazar ben Aaron meis, Elazar the son of Aaron died. V'yigru oso begivas Pinchas beno, and they buried him on the hill of Pinchas his son. V'chiminayin the Pinchas shelo hayelo Elazar. Where do we know? Minayin the Pinchas shelo hayelo Elazar. From where did Pinchas get property that didn't belong to his father Elazar? Like, where did he get it from? It says Shabam Shum Karka Ella Im Ken Yarshimov, unless he inherited from his father. Ella Malamich and Nasa Pachasisha, he married a woman who made Yarsha. She died and he was Yarisher. So we see that the husband can get from the wife. Vi Omer, another Pasuk, Usguv, holiness Yair. Seguv gave birth to Yair. Vahilo Esim Sholish Aram Be'eretz Gilad, and he had 23 cities in Eretz Gilad. Right? So to Yair, he had 23 cities. He himself had it, right? But it wasn't his father's seguf, right? So, beep, turn the base, kuf your base. V'chiminayin liyar shalo hayelo l'skuf. Where does he get it from? It wasn't from his father. Malami chanasa yar isha, he married a woman, and umesav yarsha, she died, and he ended up inheriting in her. Okay, now we brought a ton of psukim over here. The question is, why do we know this psukim? And to answer that, you're going to have to join us next time. We're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.